We've got Superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools back around chatting with us, James Capti, on the line. And school coming back here soon. Back to school date for Ekalaka Schools the 18th. Do I have that right, Mr. Capti?
That is exactly right. And we are so excited. We are truly going to have the best first week of school ever. I mean, yeah, we're ready for school to start.
So it sounded to me like, I don't know if this is the right word to use, but I'm going to use it. You got your little back-to-school shindig going on that week? What's the deal here?
Oh, we have, you know, shindig. It might be a full-going hootenanny going on that first week. So we had a great first day last year. And this year, our student council president came to us and said, you know, we have a three-day week to start the year. What about a really awesome first week? And so that started a conversation, and we started working through a lot of different things. So everybody goes to school and understands the first couple days of school is about, A, relationships, getting to know your classmates, getting to know your teachers, getting to know the school. So it really is about relationships, understanding that. Second part about it is kind of the routine, like this is when we go to lunch, this is when we go to PE, this is when classes change. And so we looked at that and thought, you know, there's a better way to learn rules and routines than just diving in and getting a piece of paper with all the rules. And so they started coming up with different activities, and we built in a lot of different games that are team-based. And so just an amazing... A lot of exciting things. So we've got opportunities for our seniors to be working with our kindergartners, and our high school kids are working with our elementary, and it creates a very unique bond that not every school can have. And so we just wanted to kind of find a way to really make that, you know, a different experience, and really make it a kickoff. Like, we're really excited for school to start. And then there's this little extra caveat that we haven't, all of the throwing stars haven't been thrown at the board yet.
Oh.
We do have a little bit of, Ultimate Ninja Warrior happening with our kiddos, and that is turning into a community event, all because our student council had a really good idea and was like, well, maybe we could build a Ninja Warrior course. Blake, you were busy fishing. I was busy doing school stuff. I didn't think anybody was going to build one, so we ended up working to get one. And so we have Ninja Nation. Yeah, I know it's going on the radio, but it's kind of a mix of a secret. But we got Ninja Nation coming to Ekalaka to spend the week with our kids and then do a big community event at the end of the week. And so, yes, you can tell that I am unbelievably excited about this, and It's another great, you know, it's like talking to you, Blake. We have a good partnership with the radio, but this turned out we had a good conversation with Red Rock Power up in Haver, and they were like, this is an amazing opportunity for your kids and community. We're going to help make it happen. So, yeah, they've done a lot to make it happen, and they're going to be there on Friday night and as well at the end of the community event piece.
Awesome. Well, shout out old Red Rock and Haver there. And again, this is the date you're wanting on your calendar, folks, for this, the 21st Friday, the first Friday back in school there in Ekalaka is when this is going down at the Triangle there in Ekalaka. So there you go.
Yeah, I keep asking myself, when was the last time we had a Ninja Warrior course in southeastern Montana? And the answer I keep getting is never. So I'm like, yeah, it's a good thing. But we've got all of that going, but on another note, Blake, my teachers wanted to do all their professional development during the summer, so they elected for that, and so that they could be locked in, like, all the different stuff that's really, really ready for the year, and so they have worked tirelessly through the summer getting ready for the new school year, and so I'm really excited for our teachers to get a chance to do what they do best, work with kids and get back at it. And so just a huge shout out to all of them for taking that time out of their summer to do it and really be focused on hitting the ground running, coming out of the door this year.
Awesome. Everybody coming in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You love to see it. And, you know, speaking of folks in the community helping you out and supporting the school, you know, folks, I think, have a couple opportunities coming up here to help out Ekalaka Public Schools and your athletic department. Got a couple drawings coming up here I thought we could touch on a little bit. And you got some neat stuff that'll be given away here to help support the school. So which one would you like to start with?
Well, I guess I'll talk about, we have a Can-Am. We'll start there. And that one we decided we wanted to do something that everybody in around the county, but in around the area as well, if they want it, it would definitely be something they wanted. So we have a Can-Am Defender, you know, the four-door, $30,000 four-wheeler that we got. We worked with Beaverhead Motorsports out of Dillon. They were like, yep, we want to support your school. And so we're raffling that up. But tickets are only $20 a pop, and you can get three of those for $50. And we're going to be selling those through the fall sports season. And somebody around here is going to win a $30,000 side by side, and we're happy. I mean, we're really that's just our give back to the community, because we know that it's the community around here does a lot for us, and so we wanted to have. You know, we didn't want to sell popcorn. We wanted to sell something, you know, about the same price as popcorn, but a lot more meaningful.
Yeah, that sucker's fancy looking at the specs on that thing. That thing's got power windows, which I didn't even know they had in side-by-sides. Should have known it, but you got heating, AC, power windows. It's a fancy get-up they're trying to get somebody to win down there. So, like you said, go get your tickets. 20 bucks a pop, three for 50. Pretty good deal.
Yeah, and we have a good relationship with the Baker schools and with the Baker AAU program. And so at the fair this week up there in Baker at the Demo Derby, we'll have that. And we'll also have our Backroads Classic car raffle number two, our second edition of that. Last year, we gave that Monte Carlo away to somebody from Baker last year.
Yeah, and it was also at the fairgrounds. I remember talking about that last year.
Yep, so this year we went a little different direction, and we have a 1977 Dodge 200 that is, this one I really like, because I always like the history of a vehicle, and this car, this pickup just has a really cool history. It was originally bought for the fire department in Wilton, North Dakota, and then they used it, but they only put 22,000 miles on it. So it's absolutely in amazing shape. And our partner in all of this, A&B Auto down here in Aspen, he went through it. They put on a brand new, really nice exhaust system. It's a smooth running pickup for sure. And so that one, not everybody wants a pickup, but everybody wants a classic car, so this one's a little different. It's kind of the same take as last year. We only have 500 tickets for that, and so you got a 1 in 500 chance of walking away with a classic pickup.
That's pretty good chances. 1 in 500. There's a lot of things out there that you can try and win that have a lot longer odds than that, no doubt. So a pretty good opportunity coming up there.
Oh yeah, and like I said, you led into that with all of the proceeds from those go back to helping us, afford our athletic program, which, you know, we live a long way away from everybody. And so it's expensive to run our athletic program. And so we just try to take that burden off of just upping our gate prices and those kind of things. We try to have some fun doing that.
Yeah, and keep an eye on those Bulldogs this year. Sounding like things are going to be good on the court and the field both. So looking forward to everything coming up. Not only school start, but athletic starts as well. If you're a fan of Ekalaka Athletics, I think this is going to be a season for you, my friends.
Ooh, yeah, I think you hit that. I think you kicked that football and spiked that volleyball right where it needed to go. We definitely, we're going to have a great year. I think our football team is primed to make another run to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be satisfied with that first round. I think our girls getting a taste of divisionals are definitely been putting in the time this summer and working really hard for volleyball. So those first two coming out of the gate, I'm really excited about what the possibilities hold. The grass is amazingly green right now, and we're excited.
Awesome. Sweet. Glad to hear it. And well, I think that was all my bullet points I had to ask you about. So floor's yours, Mr. Capti. If you think the folks out there should know anything we haven't touched on yet about Ekalaka, public schools coming back around, back in action with students in seats, what do folks need to know?
Ooh, that's a tough question. All I know for sure is we really are going to have the best school year ever, and we're excited about it. And staff, I'm really excited for our staff. They, like I said, our whole staff has just done a great job. And Blake, when you get down here and see that new gym floor, oh boy, you're going to be, you got all the construction done. It's a whole new day, and I hope everybody takes multiple times to come down and enjoy and come to the games and see all the great stuff we're doing.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that reminds me. I think that we would be remiss. Right? Maybe we should do one more shout out here to your floor sponsor. I think that they're a big piece of what we've got going on here as well. So I think we would be remiss to not say shout out to the Bank of Baker on that floor, eh?
Yes, and everybody will want. We so appreciate Bank of Baker and all they do for our school. But they did end up bidding and winning our floor sponsorship. So it's the Bank of Baker Dog Pound when you come down here for a basketball game. So it's going to be something cool.
Awesome. Well, everybody's looking forward to what you guys have going on down there. Good luck to everybody as classes begin, both to you, your staff, and the students. Have a great time, and thanks for keeping us all updated as always, Mr. Capti.
All right. I appreciate you, Blake.